Hi everyone, this is Jacqueline Tao from the Professional Praxis team. I'm going to record a short introduction to the therapeutic communication assignment for you. I hope it helps. Please let me know and give me some feedback on whether or not this is a helpful way for you to learn more about your assignment. Your assignment is due in session 8 or week 8, and in my class this will be on October the 22nd. And in Leslie Graham's class, this will be on October the 28th or the 29th, depending on which section you're in. I'm using Audacity to record this audio file. You can find Audacity on your laptop by searching it for it in the programs list, or if you're working from a desktop or another laptop, you can also go to the Audacity website and download it for free. I will have some additional files to explain each of the four sections for this major assignment. You can listen to these separately, and if you have any questions, please send them to me. I'm happy to help in any way that you need to be successful in this major project. So, what is the purpose of this assignment? Well, the purpose of this assignment is for you to gain some insight and some experience in completing a therapeutic interview with a mock client. You'll be working with a student partner, and you will be role-playing. The student partner will be role-playing the patient or client, and you will be acting as a home visiting nurse during this scenario. The idea of this assignment is that not only that you complete your interview, and you will be required to tape or record your interview, but mainly it is about thinking ahead to this experience and identifying some potential learning objectives prior to the interview, and then doing some critical self-reflection of your experience during and after the interview as well. We will be using John's reflective model, or the Learn reflective model, to analyze the interview. So, for example, when you are completing your paper for this assignment, you will go through the steps or the questions in either one of those reflective models, and you'll be answering those questions within the body of your paper. There is an expectation that you sort of complete this over a period of time. You'll see by the sample timeline in your outline that this is not the type of assignment that you can do in a short period of time. You will need to, first of all, think about what your learning objectives are. You'll begin researching the client that you're going to be visiting so that you can phrase some of the questions. You don't need to be experienced in the actual pathology of some of the disease processes of these clients. More what you actually need to do is actually just understand what some of the major challenges would be for a client. And remember that we are focusing on aspects of communication barriers, things like hearing deficits, vision deficits. So those are the types of questions that you can anticipate asking in your interview. And if you need help with that, there will be class time made available for you to brainstorm some ideas about questions and how you might phrase them as well for the different clients that each of you have been assigned. So, getting ready for this assignment, I do highly recommend you create a bit of a work plan so that you spread this out over a long period of time. Don't try and do it all at once. It's a major assignment, so it should be given a fair bit of your time. You will find that the taping of the interview probably will require about an hour and a half, even though the actual interview itself may only last about 10 minutes. You'll want to do some audio and video checks prior to completing the assignment. So I do recommend you do a bit of a dry run for the very first part of it. Listen to what you've to the quality of your audio, or watch the quality of your video so that you can see whether or not it's working well, and then continue. Okay? So send me your questions. Listen to the next few audio files to learn more about the assignment, and I hope you have fun. This is meant to be a very realistic depiction of what a nurse might do when they go to a client's home for the first time and they're asking them questions about their health challenges. Thanks.